Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today on the Deeper Daily Podcast, where we try to go deeper every day into the wonderful things of God, a loving God and a lovely Jesus, and try to show you the glories and the beauties of the Word. We're in the book of Hebrews and spending a few days in one of my favorite books. We're not really working it left to right per se, but we're just taking a passage that I've had on my heart lately in some of our teaching. I'm going to pick up the ninth verse of Hebrews 6, where the author says, "But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you, yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner." And the manner that he's speaking is that he's been rather harsh since about the 11th verse of chapter 5, when he said, "I'd like to tell you guys more about this, but you're dull of hearing." And he says, "You ought to be teaching others, but you're not, because you need milk instead of solid food." In other words, you're bottle-fed believers. And he then explains in the fifth chapter that a bottle-fed believer is someone who is unskilled in the word of righteousness. And as I've told you before, the word of righteousness is that you are the righteousness of God in Christ based upon faith in what Jesus has done for you. Righteousness has been declared to the believer in the same way it was declared to Abraham. Abraham believed God, and that was counted to him for righteousness. So the word of righteousness is you believe on him and he makes you righteous. Righteousness is not you doing right things. Righteousness is you being in right standing with God. If you're a bottle-fed believer, then you're unskilled in the word of righteousness. You may be very skilled in doing right things and still be very unskilled in the word of righteousness. I know a lot of believers who are very skilled in doing the right thing, and I'm putting air quotes around right, but they're not skilled in the word of righteousness. They're not skilled in what makes them righteous. They're unskilled in it. So the author's been pretty rough. That's how the fifth chapter closes. He says, solid food belongs to those that are mature, who by practice have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. Then he tells us what we ought to quit doing, which is dead works, and instead move on. Now, when he gets to that ninth verse, "I'm confident of better things concerning you, things that accompany salvation, though we speak this way." He says, "I had to say it, though I don't think everybody that's listening is this way. I had to speak this to you. I expect better things out of you." And I have said this recently to my church. I said, "You know, I minister to you the grace of God, the finished work of Jesus. And I lay it out there in a way that I might preach to you what the other side would say in rebuttal. And then I come down hard on that, but I'm not coming down hard on you. I'm trying to warn you that this is what you might hear." And it can come across as, "Boy, what do you think, we're stupid? I mean, you know, we hear this, we know this." Nobody said that, but I realize that could happen. And the truth is, no, I don't think that any of us are stupid. I think that we need reminded of how easy it is to go back into a performance mentality where we derive our self-worth based upon our performance. And so the author says, I'm talking this way, though I don't think you need it. Verse 10, "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." And I like the fact that the original earliest Greek manuscripts excludes the word labor of. God is not unjust to forget your work and love. It's not a labor to love the Lord. It should never be hard to love the Lord. If you're finding it hard to love him, you need to figure out who it is you're in love with, because you may be serving a false god. The God of the new covenant is easy, easy to love, because he first loved us. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.